Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
Tiffany, it's our second day looking at internet videos, the kind of cool little videos you can see on websites like YouTube that can be kind of fun, kind of interesting. Maybe you can learn something. And they're all free, which is fun, too.
Which is great. You could save money. You could stay at home with the air conditioning on in the summer. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to, I guess, spend an afternoon when you're feeling bored.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And you can entertain yourself by laughing to videos like Maru, the cute Japanese cat. I'm always amazed at what things you can find videos of on YouTube. Like, you can type in almost anything, and there'll be a video of someone showing you how to do it. Yeah, the other day I was trying to hang some pictures in my apartment, and I wanted to know what's the best way to put a hole in the wall, and I just typed it in, and there were like 14 videos of people and hammering and doing stuff, and I thought, maybe I'll be lucky and there'll be one. And there were like 14 of them. So it's really interesting, the things you can see on YouTube. But today we're talking about fun and exciting things you can watch, maybe when you're feeling bored. So we're going to check in with our friend Brendan and Patricia as they watch a few more internet videos. Animal celebrities.
Which video is your favorite?
I really like this one with the guilty dog.
I never saw a dog make such an expression before.
I think the dog feels bad about what he did.
Poor puppy. It looked pretty sad.
So, how about you? What's your favorite video?
I like the one with the DJ dog.
That was fantastic. Although I'm not sure whether it was fake.
It doesn't really matter, as long as it is entertaining.
You're right. I cannot agree with you more.
Word power!
Favorite. I love all Taiwanese snacks, but stinky tofu is my favorite. I love all Taiwanese snacks, but stinky tofu is my favorite. Expression. Bob's expression changed as we told him the bad news. Bob's expression changed as we told him the bad news. Pretty. We all feel pretty excited about our trip to Thailand. We all feel pretty excited about our trip to Thailand. Fake. Joseph's parents were angry because he gave them a fake report card. Joseph's parents were angry because he gave them a fake report card.
All right. Well, it was Patricia who introduced the Maru videos to Brendan, right?
Right.
Okay. So now Brendan is asking a question back to Patricia, isn't he?
Right. He asks, which video is your favorite?
Okay.
So favorite here, it's a noun and it means a person, a thing that you like more than others. Okay. So for example, if you have a favorite food, it means that this type of food is something that you like to eat more than anything else. Okay. So what is your favorite food?
That is a tough question. I don't know. Probably I'd say something boring like pizza. Whenever there's pizza around, I'm never unhappy. Ooh, except that Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, I don't like the pineapple. But who can say no to tomatoes and cheese?
Sure, exactly. Right? With some nice bread, that's a good thing. What about you? What's your favorite food?
I definitely like the Italian pasta thing, too.
Ooh, yes. Noodles and pasta. All Italian food,
I think, is so popular
everywhere. And for many people, it's a favorite. It's number one for them.
Right. But we have a sample sentence here,
right? Oh, good.
What is our sample sentence?
I love all Taiwanese snacks, but stinky tofu is my favorite. I love all Taiwanese snacks, but stinky tofu is my favorite.
Have you tried stinky tofu?
I have.
Before?
Actually, no, I like stinky tofu.
Okay.
I do.
It's not that bad, people.
The chicken feet.
Oh,
I'm not a big fan of the chicken feet.
But
stinky tofu, yes, very good. Mm-hmm. All right, well, Patricia says, which is her favorite video? She answers, I really like this one with the guilty dog. Mm. Okay, the guilty dog. When you're guilty, it means you did something wrong and you feel bad for it. Everybody knows you did it. They're like, oh, you did that. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I did something stupid. So you're not lying. You're like, hey, it wasn't me. You're saying, yeah, I did it and I feel bad. So you can have that look on your face when you get caught doing something bad. Oh, I'm a bad person. I'm guilty. Okay, Brendan, he looks at it. He says, I never saw a dog make such an expression before. Well, that face, that guilty look, we would also call that an expression. That's what your face is telling people by, you know, the way your eyes and your mouth are. So if you do that, that's a happy expression. If you do that, that's an angry expression, right? So you're giving information, you're sending a message to people just by how you look on your face. That is your expression. For example, we could say Bob's expression changed as we told him the bad news. Bob's expression changed as we told him the bad news.
Oh, no.
So he was happy, but then he kind of changed to sad. And you know how he's feeling because of his expression.
Right. Okay, Patricia then says, I think the dog feels bad about what he did.
Dogs can do that, can't they?
But dogs are really cute. Like, you know, they do, when they do something bad, they really do have this kind of like guilty expression on their faces, and you know, it's definitely you.
Exactly, and cats are all like, me?
Yeah, I didn't do anything. How can you?
Oh, couldn't, it was the mouse. It wasn't me or the dog, not me. I think you know why? Because dogs have eyebrows.
Oh,
if you look at dogs, they can kind of, you know, lift their eyes like that, and that's when they, you know, it goes down and they look sad or something. But yeah, dogs have very interesting expressions, and you know when they feel bad.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see what this poor dog did.
All right. Well, Brenda says, poor puppy, it looked pretty sad. Okay. So poor, when you say poor, it's like, oh, we feel bad for you. We feel sorry for you. You're so unlucky or something like that. It looked pretty sad. We can use pretty, this adverb. Now, we're not talking about a good-looking girl, a beautiful person. We're talking pretty sad, meaning kind of sad, a little bit sad. So if someone asks you, are you hungry? You'd say, yeah, I'm pretty hungry. It doesn't mean I'm super hungry, but I'm definitely hungry a little bit. I'm pretty hungry. Or you can look outside. Oh, it's a pretty nice day. Maybe there are a few clouds, but generally it sort of looks like a nice day. It's a pretty nice day. For example, we could say we all feel pretty excited about our trip to Thailand. We all feel pretty excited about our trip to Thailand.
Mm. I think the only thing that would probably get someone down would probably be the weather, because it's really hot there as well.
Yeah, or maybe you've been to Thailand a few times before, so, you know, maybe it's not as interesting as some other places, but still, you're going to Thailand? That's good. You're pretty excited, yeah.
Right. So the dog felt pretty, I guess,
pretty sad,
but then it knew that, okay, I did something wrong.
Sorry. That's true.
Okay, so then Patricia asked Brendan, so how about you? What is your favorite video?
I'm interested. Okay. Which is his favorite video?
What is his favorite video?
I don't know. What is his favorite video?
He says, I like the one with the DJ dog. A dog can DJ.
A DJ dog.
Yeah.
A dog that can spin records and scratch and do like hip-hop turntable stuff.
Probably.
Okay, I gotta watch that one. Patricia says, that was fantastic. Something fantastic is great, amazing, wonderful. Although, I'm not sure whether it was fake. A DJ dog. If something is fake, it's not real. It's made in a way to make you think it's real, but it's not real. We've all seen the Hollywood movies with, you know, buildings falling down or, you know, spaceships fighting in space. Of course, these buildings aren't really falling. There aren't really giant spaceships. It's all done with computers or models. It's not real. It's fake. It looks real in the movies, but of course, it's not real. And sometimes on YouTube, right, people will do amazing things, but they've used computers to kind of make the pictures look that way. But it's all fake. It's not real. For example, ooh, this is bad. Joseph's parents were angry because he gave them a fake report card. The report card is what you get from school saying your grades. Well, Joseph's parents were angry because he gave them a fake one. I guess his grades were really bad, and he gave them one saying, A, you know, really good, but it's fake. Don't ever try to give anyone a fake report card, because then they'll find out, and you'll be in trouble.
You'll be in big trouble.
Big trouble.
All right, so Brendan then says, it doesn't really matter as long as it's entertaining. So I guess he's a pretty easygoing guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he likes to watch anything as long as it's entertaining. And as long as is our
英文快译通. So let's take a look at that.
Hello
everyone, I'm Nicole. 欢迎收看英文快译通之打给爱注意。 超跑姐一个人在喝咖啡， 身边仍然没有护花使者， 看起来有点落寞。
小姐你好， 请问这里有人坐吗？
没有啊，请坐。
好，谢谢。 你该不会就是那位美若天仙的超跑姐吧？ 我真是太幸运了。 听说你是不是喜欢小猪类型的男生啊？
其实也没有一定要那种型的啦。 I don't really care what type he is as long as he loves me. 你看起来就是我的菜耶。 我的菜。
不好意思，我去一下行动。
我的菜。
同学们，爱注意哦。 这位来路不明的男士是在搭讪吗？ 真是居心叵测啊。 暂时别管那个男生了。 超跑姐今天说的那句英文好像有点长诶。
I don't really care what type he is as long as he loves me.
这其中的 as long as 在这里是当连接词用， 表示只要怎么怎么样的意思。 举个例子，
As long as I have time, we can go to Hawaii for vacation. As long as I have time, we can go to Hawaii for vacation.
这里的 as long as 放在句首， 但是意思不变， 只要我有时间， as long as I have time， 我们就可以去夏威夷度假。 所以超跑姐那句啰啰等的英文， 要表达的就是， 我不太在意那个相亲对象是哪一种型的男生， 只要他爱我， as long as he loves me.
喂，你还好吧？ No one can be in the restroom as long as 40 minutes. 到底要我等多久啊？
我肚子真的很不舒服。 你不要等我，你先回去好了啊。
真后悔。 我看我就在这里等到他离开好了。
想要炖， 我就偏要站在这里等。
同学们，爱注意哦。 那个男生怎么搭讪搭到厕所去啦？ 超跑姐这次用到了 as long as， 不过和刚刚不一样的是， 在这里 as long as 是当介系词， 表示长达一段时间。 一样举个例，
She can hold her breath for as long as 2 minutes. She can hold her breath for as long as 2 minutes.
她可以憋气长达2分钟，
as long as 2 minutes.
哇，也就是说那位搭讪先生已经在洗手间待了整整40分钟啊。 难怪超跑姐会生气，真是太没风度了。
As long as 当连接词用的时候是只要怎么怎么样的意思，而当介系词用的时候则是长达一段时间的意思。同学们都记清楚了吗？英文快译通知，打给爱注意。
我们下次见，拜拜。
Okay, well, Patricia, she agrees with him. Remember, he said, I don't mind what kind of video as long as it's entertaining. Mm-hmm. And what does Patricia say?
She says, you're right. I cannot agree with you more.
I cannot agree with you more. So she does not agree with him.
No, she really agrees with him.
Oh, yeah. I cannot agree with you means I don't think the same thing. I don't agree. But here she says, mm-hmm. more...So that means she can't agree with him more than she does now. So she really, really agrees with him. So they both like the same videos. I guess that's why they're good friends and they enjoy watching internet videos together when they're bored during the summertime or at other mm-hmm. times like that. So yeah, that's pretty interesting. I haven't seen...any of these videos. I feel really bad.
You know what? Maybe later we can go watch them together.
That would be cool. Yeah. Are they easy to find if I put in Maru the cat?
Definitely.
That would be there. How
Super
about
easy.
DJ dog?
I'm pretty sure we
would
could find
that. Would
that
be there too?
Yeah, I mean, you could find, you already found videos of how to drill.
Well, I just wrote how to put a hole in the wall. It was really easy. I diddidn't actually expect anything to happen.I just thought I'll try it. But you're right. You could probably type in almost anything. Let's see. What can I try to find? DJ dog. That's quite impressive.
Maru. And then the guilty Maru. Dog.
The guilty dog.
We have to look
at the
expression.
Oh, that's a different one. That's not... Oh, interesting.
We have to look at that one. Because I love looking at a dog's expression. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Well, I'm just going to have to quit my job, stop working, stay home, never eat...And I'll just watch all these videos until I get really old.
Really?
Do you think that's a good plan? Then I'll make a video of myself. The guy who watched every video on YouTube. That'll be... No,
well, I could film you doing that.
Please don't. It's just sad. All right, guys. We'll be back right after this. And it's not just like funny little videos or videos people make themselves. You can watch like proper music videos on YouTube, right? Even TV shows. You can see like whole TV shows there.
And sometimes movies. But
really?
Yeah. Wow. But they split it into different parts.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I guess that's not really allowed. Yeah, but sometimes if it's an older movie or it's hard to find, that's okay. So...All the endless hours of entertainment you can have watching videos on YouTube. And also, it's great because for young people out there who maybe have an idea and a camera, it's a great way to get people to watch your video, right? You can just make it, upload it, put it on YouTube, and then hopefully, maybe in a few months, you'll have 20 million views or a billion like Gangnam Style.
Yeah, you could be an internet sensation.
Wouldn't that be the best?
All right, so, well, you could be an internet sensation.
I don't know if I want to be an internet sensation, but it's certainly very interesting to watch all of these videos. So check it out, fire up that computer. When you're not doing your homework, watch some great videos, and we will see you, well, on YouTube, maybe, or next time. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Do not yell inside the classroom.
Do not yell inside the classroom.
Hello everyone, I'm Zephyr. 昨天我们学到注意不要在走廊上奔跑，另外在学校里还要注意保持轻声细语。Do not yell inside the classroom. Do not yell inside the classroom. 意思就是啊，不要在教室内大声喧哗。Yell, Y-E-L-L, yell 就是大喊大叫、吼叫的意思，相当于 shout, S-H-O-U-T, shout。不管啊，你是兴奋的大叫 ，Yes, we won, 我们赢了，还是愤怒的吼叫 ，It's not fair, 这不公平，还是害怕的尖叫 ，Help me, 快帮帮我，都可以用 yell 这个字。另外啊，我们远远的看到有认识的人，也会 yell 大叫说 ，Hey, I'm here。我在这里，所以啊，只要大声说话，发出很大的声音，都可以用 yell 这个字。那么我们不能在哪里大声喧哗呢？ Inside the classroom， 在教室里面。Inside， I-N-S-I-D-E， inside 就是在什么什么里面，在什么什么内部这样的意思。我们可以用 inside 来表达在什么容器里面，例如说 inside the box， 在盒子里。 或是像今天小聚会介绍的，在某个空间、某个建筑中 inside the room or inside the house. Okay, so be careful. Don't yell inside the classroom. 今天的小聚会就先告一段落。Don't forget to come back and join us next time.
Do not yell inside the classroom.
Do not yell inside the classroom.
Animal celebrities. Which video is your favorite?
I really like this one with the guilty dog.
I never saw a dog make such an expression before.
I think the dog feels bad about what he did.
Poor puppy. It looked pretty sad.
So, how about you? What's your favorite video?
I like the one with the DJ dog.
That was fantastic. Although I'm not sure whether it was fake.
It doesn't really matter, as long as it is entertaining.
You're right. I cannot agree with you more.
Favorite. Favorite. I love all Taiwanese snacks, but stinky tofu is my favorite. I love all Taiwanese snacks, but stinky tofu is my favorite. Expression. Expression. Bob's expression changed as we told him the bad news. Bob's expression changed as we told him the bad news. Pretty. Pretty. We all feel pretty excited about our trip to Thailand. We all feel pretty excited about our trip to Thailand. Fake. Fake. Joseph's parents were angry because he gave them a fake report card. Joseph's parents were angry because he gave them a fake report card.